A bushy male waterfowl joined them. Crabsy introduced him.
Tag, this is Secondin. We calls him that because he's my second in command round here.
The table moved as a pile of younger voles pushed in against us, trying to get closer to the newcomer. Secondin glared at them.
Go away! Go on, the lot of you! Go and show Tag how you can dance! Rackadoo, make some garb music for him, will you?
A kindly-looking field vole placed hot nut bread and a pan of vegetable stew in front of the otter, commenting,
"Bold be too little for the likes of ye, sir. He'd already know."
Crabsy poured out tankards of a fruity-tasting beer, which the voles called bank brew. Tag Etton drank as he witnessed the voles' poor skills at dancing. Two elders began twanging on jaw harps, and the one called Rackadoo rattled out a curious melody. It was very fast and comprised of odd sounds interwoven with words.
Ho, rang-tang, rattly-battly, twirl your tails and kick your paws, flibbity-flabbity, rumpelty-doo, which your mind's and what one's yours. You jump like a trout and you caper about, and don't they stamp on any beast's tail. Roll like a vole playing toad and a hone, and racket and rumpet and fetch the good ale. Rumpelty-dumpelty, fleas never trouble me, fiddly-faddle and diddly-doo. Slugs never hit me, bugs never bit me, you're far too fast, I'll leave it to you. And rapid a tap, I jump so high, the spears been eaten to flying by. Flipping and flapping before a tapping to beat a bolt as you never should try. Hi!
Apart from seeing a few rats sing the odd verse around the campfire, Tag had never known anything like the voles dancing. His own footpaws felt weary from rapping the floor in time with them. Even the smallest of infant voles could dance expertly, and not only that, but they could somersault, backflip, and perform the most amazing acrobatics without missing a beat of the gob music. They came crowding around the table again, but Prethel appeared, brandishing a stone and a branch in a paws.
Last beast of snoring gets rubbed down with a rock and a root in a river.
With fearful yowls, the little voles fled into another chamber, where they flung themselves on the moss-strewn floor and began making small snoring noises. Crabsy smiled.
Yar, that's got rid of the pest for the night. Now then, Tag, me old sunshine, tell us all about yourself. We got all night, and us voles do like a good yarn.
The otter took a draught of bank brew to moisten his throat.
Let me see now. How did it all start?
Dawn broke clear and quiet. Groovin was still slumbering deep when his mother's footpaw stirred him awake.
Groovin, Zan, up now. There's big things for you to do.
The stoat sat up, picking at the corner of his eyes.
It's not properly daylight yet. I'm tired.
He rolled aside as Antigonus slammed the sword point into the ground beside him. Bringing her face close, she hissed.
I didn't wait all these seasons for you to be tired. You are a clan chieftain now. Get up!
He rose hastily and donned the cloak he had been given the previous evening. It was a dark red dyed bark cloth, a touch short for Groovin, but it added slightly to his bearing as a new chieftain.